And welcome into a new episode of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Radio Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. And joining us now here on the program, we are learning more about a brand new herbicide out from Corteva Agriscience, Tolvera, and the impact it could have on the cereals market. Joining us now, he is the cereal herbicides product manager at Corteva. Drew Clark is with us here on the show today. Drew, thanks for joining us. Hope you're doing well.
Hey, thanks for having me. Appreciate the time.
Well, let's just start. Tolvera herbicide getting announced here by Corteva in recent days. Give us a quick rundown, if you can, Drew, about what exactly Tolvera is and the excitement surrounding this new herbicide.
Yeah, no. So Tolvera officially, after a few years of work, officially received registration from the EPA. And excited to, you know, be able to bring this to market in the 2025 growing season. So high level, Tolvera is a new novel chemistry from Corteva Agrosciences that will be available for the cereals market that's going to provide effective broadleaf and foxtail control in cereal crops. So, you know, one thing that about Tolvera, it's a distinct formulation. It'll be two modes of action, including topiramate, which is a new active ingredient to the cereals market. So this chemistry is going to help us combat, you know, herbicide resistance in winter, spring wheat, durum, and barley without limiting application window or crop rotation flexibility.
Well, I have to think having those multiple modes of action in a herbicide, to your point about looking at the different wheat crops and durum and barley, et cetera. I mean, having those multiple modes of action to fight all of the different weed issues that we have out there across the country is so important, isn't it, Drew?
Yes. So, you know, certainly always want to consider a program approach when making, you know, weed management plans. And, you know, that would include multiple modes of action. You know, the benefit with Tolvera is bringing a brand new active ingredient and introducing that to the weed spectrum that, you know, it hasn't seen before. So with Tolvera, we're seeing, you know, good control of, you know, some of those high anxiety weeds, broadleaves and grasses such as, you know, kochia, lamb's quarter, water hemp. And then, you know, the benefit with topiramate is you help pick up green and yellow foxtail, as well as barnyard grass control as well.
Well, and with topiramate, I know too, this is something that, going with all the research you guys have done at Corteva, this has been proven to control weeds for corn growers now for quite some time. So now being able to apply it over to the wheat side, I think is very key as well.
Yeah. So, you know, topiramate as a group 27. So group 27 is a pretty underutilized mode of action, but, you know, certainly with it being new to the cereals market, I mean, really giving cereal growers a new non-fluroxypyr option for weed control is really going to help with some of that resistance management moving forward.
And of course, with resistance management, Drew, I think about this, you know, as we continue to develop things and grow and move forward, we see that a lot of these different weeds, they over time, of course, become resistant to various products that have been on the market for a long time. So we always kind of have to stay a step ahead, so to speak, and have some new tools in the toolbox, right?
Yeah. And, you know, that's one thing I think Corteva really prides itself on is continuing to innovate and bring new innovative products to the market to give our growers, you know, new tools in the tool bag to you know, help combat herbicide resistance and you know, expand the longevity of these products that we have on the market today.
Well, Drew, with Tolvera herbicide, again, you mentioned with the EPA approval, will be available for the 2025 growing season. If growers want to learn more, I'm sure online, reaching out to their local Corteva retailer, multiple ways to get in touch and learn more, isn't there, Drew?
Yes. You know, you can always, if you want to learn more, reach out to your local Corteva ag representative, or certainly your local ag retailer. You can also learn more at corteva.us/Tolvera. We'll take you to a direct link to learn more about the benefits of Tolvera and, you know, the excitement that brings to the market.
Fantastic. Well, with that, cereal herbicides product manager with Corteva Agriscience, Drew Clark. Drew, thanks for joining us and telling us more about Tolvera herbicide. We appreciate the time.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
And once again, Drew Clark there with Corteva Agriscience joining us here on American Ag Today. Well, time's running out for the Biden EPA to decide on a summertime waiver for E15 sales this summer until a more permanent rule allowing those sales takes effect next year. The Renewable Fuels Association estimates E15 sales soared by over 1 billion gallons last year, an 8% boost from 2022, largely due to EPA summertime waivers. But RFA Senior Vice President for Government Affairs Troy Breedenkamp says the Environmental Protection Agency must decide soon on a waiver for this summer ahead of a more lasting change next year.
Many of the decisions at a terminal space need to be made by May 1st. So obviously, April is when they need to be hearing from the administration what the outcome is going to be for this summer.
Breedenkamp says last year's emergency waiver decision was announced on April 28th, prompting his hope of action the last week of this month. Meantime, the ethanol industry is waiting for the administration to decide final greenhouse gas modeling, known as GREET, that will determine must-have tax breaks for sustainable aviation fuel, or SAF, a huge potential new market.
This is a critical decision for this administration when they want their grand challenge of 3 billion gallons of sustainable aviation fuel by 2030 to happen. It really cannot happen without row crop-based biofuel. And so it's a critical decision for them to get right. We're hopeful that it will be done right. And if it takes a little extra time, we're okay with that.
Now, the ethanol industry was hoping for a final decision last month on GREET modeling for SAF that will determine the tax breaks needed to make the fuel affordable for the airlines. SAF is seen as a potential 36 billion gallon new market for ethanol by 2050, more than twice the current ethanol fuel use. And again, we're waiting on a decision on GREET modeling from the federal government and expecting that decision sometime here soon. They expect it to be within weeks and not months. Well, that is going to do it for this episode of American Ag Today. Appreciate again Drew Clark with Corteva Agriscience joining us on the program today, telling us more about Tolvera herbicide. You can find more details on that at corteva.us. We are out of time in American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Radio Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen, wishing you a great rest of your day.